Swift Fuel will be demonstrated in Europe this week. Augusta Westland and Boeing celebrate milestone deliveries. And Wisconsin Air pilots drop out of ASAP. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, April 11th, 2011. The 2011 edition of Aero Friedrichshafen opens in Germany Wednesday, and Swift Enterprises says it will use the event to demonstrate its high-octane, unleaded aviation gasoline substitute, Swift Fuel. Company President Mary Louise Rusick observes, quote, "The B-60 Beechcraft Duke is an excellent platform to demonstrate Swift Fuel, because the engines require high-octane fuel. Many general aviation aircraft demand higher octane levels, which 100 low-lead provides. Swift Fuel can meet those octane needs, and lead emissions are eliminated," unquote. Officials of Swift Enterprises will fly the airplane on the novel fuel up to 30 minutes per day and will exhibit their fuel and speak with attendees at a shared space with Aeromarket, Europe's largest general aviation magazine. North African carrier Air Algérie has taken delivery of its 50th Boeing jetliner, a next-generation 737-800. The delivery continues a 40-year relationship. Since receiving its first Boeing airplane in March of 1971, Air Algérie has expanded to include 18 737s and 3 767s. The 737 just delivered was the fourth of seven ordered in 2009. VTB Leasing has taken delivery of an Augusta Westland AW139 medium twin helicopter. The aircraft will be used to perform corporate and passenger transport missions in the Moscow region. The delivery last Thursday marked the first for an AW139 sold in the Russian helicopter market. A total of 6 139s have been ordered so far over 2 years. Two have been purchased by STC Rossiya, the Russian operator in charge for managing the presidential fleet, and are expected to be delivered by early 2012. Pilot leaders of AWAC, the Air Wisconsin Airlines Corporation, last week dropped out of ASAP, the airline's Aviation Safety Action Program. The goal of ASAP is to enhance aviation safety through the prevention of accidents and incidents by using reports voluntarily submitted by pilots in a proactive, non-punitive environment. Captain Joe Ellis, chairman of the Air Wisconsin Master Executive Council of the Airline Pilots Association, explained, quote, "The recent actions by Air Wisconsin management to circumvent the program have led pilots to question the integrity of the company's ASAP program and its commitment to the employees of the company and the traveling public. This decision was not taken lightly, and after extensive research and discussion, the MEC decided that withdrawal was the only appropriate action at this time. While this is a situation we have worked hard to avoid, we will work equally hard to rebuild the program and reinstate a stronger ASAP program that will provide real safety benefits to our pilots, co-workers, and passengers," unquote. Up next on ANN, UPS becomes the first international carrier to equip with EVAS. A watchdog group takes aim at the Osprey, and an upgraded turboprop power plant is available for European caravan operators. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 11th. I'm Paul Plack. UPS has announced it will become the first international air carrier to equip its air fleet with EVAS, the Emergency Vision Assurance System. The decision comes at the recommendation of a joint task force, which includes the company and the Independent Pilots Association. Bertel Wurgefeld is the president of VisionSafe, which manufactures the device. He explains that it, quote, "allows pilots to see their flight path, vital instruments, and perform the key tasks of flying in dense smoke situations. It's a real safety enhancement, and we're very pleased to be working with UPS Airlines," unquote. The device resembles an airbag made of clear plastic. Pressed against the pilot's face on one side and the windscreen and controls on the other, It keeps smoke from blocking his view of the panel or the outside environment. Installation is expected to begin with UPS's B-767 fleet, after which the equipment will be added to the primary overwater aircraft, the B-747-400 and MD-11. Full fleet equipage will be a multi-year process as the company works to obtain the proper certifications. You can see a photo of the device in the text version of this story, dated April 10th, at aero-news.net. CAGW, Citizens Against Government Waste, issued its weekly spending cut alert on Thursday, aimed directly at the U.S. Marine Corps' V-22 Osprey tilt rotor. The group points out that between 1993 and 2007, taxpayers spent $22 billion on the V-22, and 30 Marines lost their lives due to equipment malfunctions, all before the aircraft ever entered combat. CAGW notes that despite numerous attempts to kill the aircraft, including one by then-Defense Secretary Dick Cheney in 1989, the project kept getting funded. Politicians and lobbyists from Texas and Pennsylvania, where the aircraft is produced by Bell Helicopter and Boeing respectively, formed the Tilt Rotor Technology Coalition in 1990, and by 2008 the Department of Defense had approved a $10.8 billion procurement program. The group cites a study by the Government Accountability Office which found the Osprey may function in low-threat environments, but, quote, challenges may limit its ability to accomplish the full repertoire of missions of the legacy helicopters it is replacing, unquote. CAGW President Tom Schatz says of the current environment in Washington, quote, as Congress wages fiscal war over a few billion dollars in cuts to a $3.8 trillion budget, these albatrosses, at $122 million apiece, should be scrapped, unquote. EASA has certified Honeywell's TPE-331-12JR turboprop engine for the Cessna Caravan. Texas Turbine Conversions, a major Honeywell partner in the market, is credited for driving the milestone. Honeywell claims that operators experience up to 40% more power than the production engine and save as much as $40 per hour in operations costs due to longer maintenance intervals, fewer lifecycle-limited parts, and better fuel efficiency. The engine also passes Germany's stringent maximum flyover noise level of 78 dBA. A compelling testimonial comes from Donnerflug Aviation Services, a German skydiving operator which uses a Honeywell-powered caravan conversion from Texas Turbines. Donnerflug reports a nearly 77% increase in business due to greater capacity per flight and ability to attract new skydiving customers. Marcus Bastuck, managing partner and pilot, comments, quote, we have attracted more jumpers and have been able to accommodate other business activities. This aircraft differentiates us from our local competitors and is directly tied to our success, unquote. Honeywell says the TPE-331-12JR has demonstrated maintenance intervals of up to 3,500 hours between hot section and 7,000 hours between overhaul, further reducing the cost of operation. At cruise, it burns as much as 4 gallons an hour less fuel for similar speeds than the original engine on the Caravan. Still ahead, NBAA announces 34 scholarship winners. Aspen Avionics glass panels are now an option in malls. And NASA makes some noise in Houston. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3320.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, April 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The National Business Aviation Association and its Maintenance Committee congratulated 34 recipients of the 2001 TRACS, that's short for Technical Reward and Career Scholarship, at NBAA's 26th Annual Maintenance Management Conference, held last week in San Diego, California. The program is currently in its sixth year and is open to current and future A&P holders and other individuals interested in developing their technical and professional career paths in business aviation maintenance. Award recipients are able to attend model-specific courses at aircraft, engine, and avionics training centers. See the names of all 34 recipients in the text version of this story, dated April 9th, at aero-news.net. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is now an optional factory upgrade on new MAL aircraft. Customers can choose the single EFD 1000 Pro primary flight display, or get both a PFD and MFD by opting for the Evolution 1500, 2000, or 2500 packages. Brent Mall, VP of Sales and Marketing for Mall Air, noted, quote, "This year, we're celebrating 50 years of our type certificate. Our products have endured not only because of great design work, but also because of continual improvements to the airframe that make our products even better. We are happy to offer the advanced glass panel capabilities of the Evolution system to further enhance the value we bring to customers," unquote. And finally today, on Friday, neighbors of NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston may have noticed some loud noises coming from the 1,600-acre site. The Morpheus lander is designed to test oxygen methane propulsion and automated landing procedures for use in exploring the moon, other planets, and asteroids. The Johnson Space Center sits in the middle of an urban area, so NASA doesn't use it for space launches, but Morpheus is deemed a low enough risk to test there, first in tethered flight, then suspended from a crane, and finally in free flight in early May. NASA assures neighbors that precautions are in place to limit both the risk to nearby buildings and the noise level. Wouldn't that be a priceless audio recording to have? The first complaint from a shift worker that somebody's flying a moon lander in the neighborhood? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves agrees to participate in SAFE's upcoming Pilot Training Reform Symposium, which he's been criticizing, and he tells us why. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.